Hello, my name is Cameron Grover, and this is my TED Talk. So I'll be talking about mental strength, and throughout this talk, you'll learn that through hard times can come good things. You'll engage and toy with the mind over matter. There's going to be multiple steps, and if you buy into all these steps, it can make your hard times better. I'm from a small town called Tooele, Utah, and I've played softball my entire life, which is actually what brought me to CSI. I'm the only girl in my family. I have an older and younger brother, and my dad and mom, of course, but I've never dealt with the drama that I've dealt with here with all the girls and the emotional roller coasters and whatnot. So it was like culture shock to come live with five different girls. But anyway, my family is super close-knit, and we are all very competitive. We were raised to do unto others as you want them, as you want to be treated. We were taught both sympathy and empathy. My brothers are my best friends, so leaving to college right after high school was super hard. I left my security blanket. Going out on my own for the first time out of state, you know, I was so scared. I always wanted to play college softball, which I am. I knew the expectations were going to be huge, like, but I did not think anything like this. So coming to CSI, the older girls were talking about boot camp, and I hadn't heard what that was. So they were telling me that you get screamed at and pushed beyond your limits, and you actually don't have limits. So not knowing what to expect, I literally got my butt kicked and screamed at. I did the summer workouts that CSI had given us and tried not to let my fear get the best of me, which that there are many fearful situations. We try to stay calm, and it just doesn't seem possible, you know? Well, the time comes for boot camp, and we're at the field at 6 o'clock in the morning. We have no idea what to expect. We stretched as a team and went on a little run. I had a gut feeling this would be the time I died, but just barely. All of a sudden, I hear these words coming in the most gut-wrenching way possible. Welcome to War Eagle Boot Camp 2018, fall in. This is where you line up tallest to shortest, and the young girls are in the front row so that the man named Dave, which his name's Captain at boot camp, he can scream at you and stare at you and just make you feel so uncomfortable and scare you so bad. This old man starts coming running down the hill. And so I was like, I know my face was like, what is happening? Because he's like an old man. Like, you would not expect this noise to come out of him. So anyway, we did sprints and up and down hills and many more strenuous activities. There was water all over the grass. We were all soaked in sweat and the swamp water. I remember thinking I signed up for softball, not the military. What did I get myself into? I know my parents were gone, that I was already way scared to be away from home. And then all of a sudden this man's coming down the hill running and yelling at me. So I made it through boot camp. I woke up the next day sore than I had ever been and just completely drained. Now that I made it through, I thought to myself, oh, look at me. I am strong. Weird. A few weeks later into the fall season, I was pitching and doing so great, like all athletes fall into slumps, but I had never been so deep in a slump before. I had no idea what to do at this point. I just wanted to go home. I was embarrassed. Everyone says just keep your head up and work through it, but it was just too much. When your head coach asks your assistant coach if she put any strikes on the armband she gave me, it was so gut-wrenching. I was so sad. But my personality is not one to just quit when things are hard. So I stuck it out and went in early to practice to pitch. Well, the man in the military apparel came to practice that day, Captain, and stood in the bullpen belting every move and trying to get in my head. Well, let me tell you, he did.
he asked if I had ever, if I had everything handed to me my whole life, why I was even a pitcher, how I ever got recruited, and so many more rude comments. I was now at my lowest point, and I think I had hit rock bottom. Well, luckily for me, when people ask dumb questions like that, it pisses me off. So I started throwing harder and focusing on more what I was doing. Now that I hit rock bottom, the military guy captain began to build my confidence up so much stronger and better than I ever thought possible. We worked on imaging, which is imagining things before you do them and seeing that, for example, that would be me pitching a strike and going through the motions and feeling it in my body before physically doing it. I think that's super important to have as a softball player and to see yourself doing any hard situation you want. The lesson that will continue throughout my life is there's not a day that goes by that you can let yourself not use this mental strength. There's going to be hard times throughout your life. Like, for example, I got a high ankle sprain at the beginning of conference and hadn't been on the field. Then some legal issues popped up with my friend, so I was very stressed about that, and I had to talk to a detective. Then on top of all this, I was in a head-on. And luckily, I walked away with just a concussion and severe whiplash, but to put me out of the game even longer. Then while all of that was happening, my great uncle passed away. This was a prime example of when it rains, it pours. Now, having Captain talk to me, I could finally see the light of day. My ankle is healing. The detective took what I told him to try to solve the issue. My car was totaled, but I am okay. I felt so many different emotions about the whole car situation, but I'm just so blessed to walk away. Right when I thought everything was pushing me underwater, I sat down, took a deep breath, and focused on all the blessings I have in life. And I think we look past this a lot. This is something you can take with you throughout your life, and there's never a day that you cannot get better. By challenging yourself to say, I will do it instead of I'll try to do it, by something as simple as I have to go to school or work, by saying I get to, there are so many blessings we have each and every day that even though it might not feel like it, we take the smallest things for granted by working at it every day. Like, this is something that will change your life for the best, and I can promise you that. If you wordsmith, which is saying I will instead of I'll try, and just focusing and seeing yourself do what you're supposed to do and having the confidence to do it, is life-changing, and I would not be the person I am today without this. So good luck, and never stop getting better.